Hey, we're back.
Welcome to another episode of Light It Up Live. We're igniting minds and elevating faith. I'm your host tonight. My name's John, but I don't do this alone because I got my boy Josh with me.
Hey, what's happening, bro? How you doing?
I'm doing good, my brother. Doing good.
Good. That's what's up.
Yeah, had me a little light drop right there. That's why I was like, whoa. Clink, clacking.
Overcast on the shadow.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I had a little light drop on me, man. How you doing, my brother? Happy weekend.
Good, man. Good. Another week went by. You know what I'm saying? So far, I've had me I got a four-day weekend. So
come on, man, boy, with your bad self with the four-day weekend. Let's go. We work at the same place. I'm a little jealous.
You can have it too. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, okay. I'm thinking about it. After you told me you went in and took a PTO day for Monday, I'm like, you know, that's brilliant.
Wasn't it slick? I took one for Friday, and I take one for Monday. Four-day paid weekend, but
before we get started, we always like to let you guys know how we came up with Light It Up Live. And actually, our guest that's going to be on today, he's the one that pulled it out the Bible, Light It Up Live. We were throwing names back to each other, and it came up with this. And it comes from Genesis 1, 3, and 4. And Genesis 1, 3, and 4 says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness." That's what we try to do here on Light It Up Live. We try to bring a little bit of light into a dark world, one episode at a time. So we're at episode 34, my brother.
34,
We got Impact joining us, man.
Impact is joining us, but I want to ask you something real quick. You was telling me about this group that you found, the hashtag group. So I guess you got a lot of good shows lined up coming up, huh?
We do, man. Yeah, we've got a lot of guests. We're probably booked out for maybe a month at the minimum. Maybe 2 months. We're going to be booked with guests. I haven't talked to them all, so you guys, I'm going to be reaching out to you. It's just I got overran with a bunch of them, so I'm going through them, and I want to talk to each person on the phone. I'm not just going to have guests come on our show without speaking to them. So I'm going to have to talk to you on the phone, and we're going to, you know, via phone call, because I want to talk to you, each guest that's going to come on, and I want to do a little interview with you and get to know you a little bit before you come on our show. And I hope you understand that, but we are reaching back out to you, you know, so just email the show. You can email the show at lightituplive@gmail.com and email the show, and you can be a guest on the show too. But yeah, we got a lot of guests coming in, man. We are actually booked up now for a month or two. And so, and man, we got some powerful stuff coming on. A doctor, he hit us up. He's going to come on. We got some motivational speakers. We've got people that have overcome addiction. We've got life coaches. We've got some pretty powerful stuff going on. Last week was really good, man. How about Mr. Brian Paul, Josh?
Oh, yeah. Brian Paul was awesome.
Wow, man. Amazing. You know, America.
Yeah. America.
You know what I mean? Yeah. America.
Right. You guys don't salute the whole show, you know, just
You know, you guys don't forget to we got a YouTube channel. Don't forget to go over to YouTube and the search bar, put at Light It Up Live, all one word, and do us a favor, go there. It's absolutely free, and hit that subscribe button for us, man, and follow and like and share and all that good stuff, man. It's absolutely free. Do us a favor, help spread the word and get the show out, man. Guess what I'm drinking, Josh?
I'm going to guess that W.
That's that W, baby.
It's that W.
It's so good.
All right.
W is pretty awesome, man.
Did you get a reamped picture for W, or we still got the...
We still got the same one, brother.
The same one, man.
Good one, man. If you guys go to W.GG, and if you put in the discount code at Light It Up Live, you get 10% off. You guys, W is delicious. It's clean, smooth energy. It has no sugar added, a whole bunch of unique flavors. I got pushing punch right now, and it's really good. And sharp mental focus. It's got focus ingredients in it, like coffee fruit extract, vitamin. It's got vitamins and amino acids. It's delicious. And like I said, when you guys go to check out, put the discount code in at Light It Up Live, get you 10% off, man.
100% off.
Dubby.
Now I wonder if they could do that every purchase, or is it just your first purchase?
It's every purchase, but you can't get 10% off on like their specialty items. Like they got items with like special characters on the bottles or on the shakers, you know, what I mean? Like an animated character is like a special series. You don't get it on those stuff, but anything else, you get 10% off, man. So today, buddy, we got Mr. Impact Wells came out, reached out, and he says he's got proof that that God is real. And he's gonna reveal.
He got him a briefcase of proof.
Yeah, briefcase of proof. I'm here for it, man. You guys don't forget, if you want to interact with the show, if you're over there in Facebook land, you can chat and we can pull you right up on the screen. You can interact with the show. You got a spotlight for us today, brother?
I got a little bit of a spotlight, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that
maybe a quarter of the intro song, maybe is all that's necessary.
Well, never only a quarter of the intro song necessary, my brother. You know, this is the spotlight song. It's time for Josh the Spotlight.
Okay. You know what time it is.
Come here.
It's time for Josh's Spotlight.
Free Bix.
Reswitch.
Yes, sir. What you got for Josh's Spotlight, my brother?
Well, my spotlight is, you know what I'm saying, because this week's been kind of slow, you know what I'm saying, with work and everything, but I noticed this person on Facebook, right? Their name is Biblical Cosmology, okay? And they have a Bible from 1872. They've been scanning the pages. It's got everything the original Bibles have, like, kind of like the Ethiopian Bible, you know what I'm saying? It's got all the apostle in it and everything. This is really a cool lady, man. And
really cool.
I guess it was her family's Bible. And it's really, really old, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to link her or anything because I'm not trying to, you know what I'm saying? But if we took a look, my spotlight's kind of about, you know, Bibles and how they've changed throughout time. You know, most of the scriptures are the same, but, you know, things vary from like the King James Version, you know what I'm saying, et cetera, et cetera. And yeah, this has she's got full maps in it, full images, you know what I'm saying?
And, wow, yeah, it's really cool.
So far she's like through like six books, and I got a ton of copy paper, man. So I've just been saving them. I'm going to print them out for myself.
Print it out?
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of paper, boy.
It's going to be a lot of paper, man, because that book looks huge. I mean, I'm even going to print the pictures. I'm just excited, you know what I'm saying?
It's like, really cool. No, that's a great thing to be excited about.
Yeah, I keep watching her account. Like, did she scan another book? You know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
That's really cool.
And I dig it. And a lot of the wording is different. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like Psalms 3:7. You know what I mean? It has got the same meaning behind it, but it's extremely different in the wording. You know what I mean?
No.
So, yeah, that's my spotlight. It was really short. Awesome. It was just.
That's okay, man. That's really cool spotlight, man. That's what better spotlight than to talk about the Bible, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just awesome.
Been looking at a lot. I'm really digging the maps, but
like I said, we got Mr. Impact. He's part of the show. He comes on from time to time. He's actually sitting in the green room. He's about to join us, and he actually hit me up and hit the show up and said that God put something on his heart, and he said he's got proof that God is real, and he's going to share that with us, man. And so let's pull Mr. Impact in and give it up for Mr. Impact Wells, everybody.
What up?
Hey,
brother, how we doing, Mr. Impact?
What's up, boss?
What's happening, guys?
How we doing, brother?
Hey, my wife did mention that she tried like the live feed. It keeps just showing your commercial over and over again.
I don't know. That's probably her her lagging. But we are live. So how's your day going, my brother, Mr. Impact? It's kind of exciting news that you hit us up with, my brother. This is interesting.
You know, I was outside the other night, and I was looking up at the stars and the moon, and I was just kind of in awe of God and just kind of thinking about, man, like, God, you created all this. This didn't come out of a bang. This didn't come out of whatever they say it came out of, seaweed and salt water. And this came out of the divine hand of the creator of the universe. And as I was looking, I heard him say, you have proof I exist. And then in my head, I'm like, yeah, we're all proof you're real, you know, as every Christian says, you know. And I left it at that. And then I heard again, no, you have proof. And he showed me this case.
Come on, Lord.
Inside this case is everything I've ever written from 1991 to present. I stopped writing in the case because once phones came out, I started writing on my phone. And I have about 300 songs on one phone for Jesus and about another 250 songs on the other phone for Jesus. So that's 550 songs. So just keep track of that because we'll go back later. But so I've written down in my whole life my feelings. Before I get started, I just want to say that in no way, shape, form, identity, anything, am I condoning suicide? Am I condoning evil? Am I condoning any of this? This is for educational purposes. What I'm going to say is graphic. What I'm going to say is real, though. This was my life. When all is said and done, and I was thinking about this the other day as I was looking over a lot of this stuff, and I'm like, you know, looking back and reading all this, there's no doubt in my mind, man, I can't believe I'm saying this on camera, but that God saving me stopped a serial killer. And so I forgot that. But so I'm just going to start laying out some paperwork.
For you guys that are just listening, Impact's got a briefcase in front of him, and it's a metal briefcase, paper. And he's pulling out a bunch of papers that he's sitting down on the table more in front paper. Of him.
Notebooks, paper.
But that little case holding a lot, boy.
Yeah,
that
little case got a lot of paper in it.
Heck yeah, man, that table rocking.
This is my case for Christ.
Come on. Yeah.
Whew. All right. Let me sit for a minute, man. I might get up and get excited or whatever. If anybody has any kind of creative or anything that's in them that causes them to write, that causes them to make art, that causes them to even think thoughts, much less, it has to come from somewhere. Your soul and your spirit decide your life, basically. And I'm not even going to get into the Bible right now. If your soul is dark, your life is dark. If your spirit is dark, your soul is dark. Your life is dark. If there's light in your life, the spirit will, there'll be light. And for 19 years, I did the math, and this is what's crazy about this whole thing. I got saved when I was 35 years old, right? And I did the math just to say, just, if I started sinning at 16, which was way before that, from 16 to 35 is 19 years. From 19 to 54, which I am right now, is 19 years. So it's not a coincidence that I'm at a split. I've been saved as long as I've been running with the devil, right? Exactly. And now this revelation was brought to me by God. And in the 90s, I was in a metal band. And I was doing a lot of drugs, man, a lot of drugs. And I had fallen into this religion of Santa Rita. And everything was working out. And really, the only thing left for me to do was take a life. And I had been battling with that for a long time, for years, until God intervened. And the proof that I had of how dark and twisted I really was It's all on paper, man. All this is dark. I'm talking. So just. Just a little insight. This is one little poem that I wrote. Look at me now. See how I am. Play with your death. Circle chances around the myth of a forbidden tale. In the jungle, I am the hero with the thought of a monster. With no remorse, I creep through the terror dome, killing all in my way. I'm proud and I like to kill. I have all the brain power it needs to get me through this time of chaos. You see, this, this was my life. This was my life, 100%. With an object of death, I see my reflection in a blade I once called my savior. I hope and wait, wondering if the cards were right. We must leave our body to find our soul. Don't prove superficial to the enemy. Know your quest will be full when you finish your dream. If a corrupt reality is a sin, then yes, I'm guilty. You see, my goal, I made a deal with the devil a long time ago. And my goal was to populate hell. My goal was to just wield darkness on whoever I could and whoever would listen. Anguish is the key to controlling your own destiny. Repent nothing, and everything that is immortal shall live forever. It's just twisted words from a twisted individual that was so dark. So I got a question.
All right, we might have an answer. What you got?
How come on Saturday I write, see the fight in the heavens and let the angel of death overpower God's love and cast ye into the gates of hell? Okay? Now I wrote that on Saturday. So how come if we pull everything from our spirit, right? And we write from our spirit and we get everything from our soul and we we're only made up of energy, right? We're mind, we're body, and we're soul, and we're spirit. That's it. So how come this darkness, the angel of death overpowered God's love and passed into the gates of hell? How come I wrote that on Saturday? Oh, but guess what? On Sunday, what happened? I don't know what happened. I went to a movie theater and I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I'm hearing about this dude I never heard of before. And something inside me, I heard this voice that just said, try me. And I had been through voodoo, witchcraft, all this stuff, man. I had been living in, like, embracing the chaos. I had just let it control my life and I had become okay with it. Because that's just who I was. That's who I became. That's who I wanted to be. I was okay with being that person. And I didn't ask God for help. But somehow he knew I needed it. Because on Friday I wrote, the angel of death overpowered God's love and cast it into the gates of hell. Whoo.
Come on.
But on this Sunday, I wrote, for his blood has made me clean. His stripes have healed me. The pain I once felt is gone because he has taken it. The filth of yesterday's trash has been taken out for the last time. And I only have him to thank. I feel free for the first time in my life, and I have one person to thank. He is much more the person. He is my savior. To put it simply, he has saved my life. To be a part of something that will save my soul and help others rescue themselves from damnation is all I want out of life.
How was that feeling, Impact? Because it was literally one day on a Saturday, you were feeling one way, and to feel that Holy Spirit hit you like that, man, how much of an overwhelming feeling was that, man? What'd that do to you?
Dude, I didn't even know at the time what I had, right? Because I was still... I remember coming home going, what's going on? Like, and it was weird. And then me and my cousin, me and my cousin left town. That was Sunday. Me and my cousin, we're driving trucks cross country. So we left Monday and I'm on the road and I actually stole something from a truck stop. And my cousin goes, and then I just got saved Sunday. And I stole something Monday. My cousin goes, dude, you're not allowed to steal it. I'm like, ah. But I didn't know, you know. This wasn't a quick one and done, but it was like I got saved and I'm like, now what, you know? And I just remember coming home and I've been looking all over the place for this one song that I wrote. It was the first thing I've ever wrote when I from Brand New Eyes, and it was just called Sunrise. And it was just me looking through a new set of eyes for the first time in my life. And I saw Jesus for the first time in my life.
Come on.
And I saw this God, you know, and there's this whole misconception that you got to be baptized in order for God's spirit to dwell with. There's a whole camp that teaches this. And that's a bunch of crap because literally this is Sunday. I didn't get baptized. I didn't know anything. All I knew is there was another spirit that invaded my heart. And this was no longer. So something took place. Something transpired that I don't even know what happened. Because 19 years later, I'm still trying to figure it out. Mm. Something has changed my course of direction. When I can go from I'm becoming the person in my mind my spirit showed me. The tension is getting worse. The thoughts are impure from day to day. Same smile, different excuse. I wonder if this is really life. My deadly sins I committed. I conform to those who follow. I condemn those who don't. I share an evil of like no other that gives me the right to look right through the game of life and turn all I see pure into a reckless hell of hate. Whoa. So what happened? I was writing this. My mind, my thoughts were so evil and twisted. But then I start writing, the word will grip your spirit as your spirit grips the word. Meditate on the love God has for you, and your soul and your flesh will line up with your faith, and your spirit will have company.
Come on,
man. You Amen. See?
God happened. That's what happened.
That's
yeah,
what
it
happened.
Is what happened. 100%.
God happened.
Darkness, man. I was content with the darkness, and God even knew. And as I was reading, there's so much stuff in here where I'm at war with angels, and I'm fighting, and I'm, you know, there was never a question, is God real, right? Because if the devil's real, God has to be real.
That's right.
You can't have black without white, good without bad, light without dark. They both exist. So it was easy for me to see the God side of it. It was easy for faith to take hold because I put faith in the devil. I put faith in the enemy. So now it's, and this is a way better faith because this faith is tangible. This faith has consequences and it has value. And if we don't put our faith in what's valued, Jesus Christ, then the consequences are eternal death, right? So the more I look at all this, man, the more, like, you know, I'm 100% convinced God's real. And the more I started reading and looking through all this, I had to walk away a few times. I called a couple people crying, reading some of this stuff. And I'm like, God did save me, you know? And
yep.
I did, where's that? When I came up to, so for 10 years, I was crawling on my hands and feet. When I got saved, I was 35. But for 10 years, I was struggling, man. I got hooked on painkillers. I got addicted. I was just, my mom died. I was just going through it. But the whole time, I was just praying these Psalm 51 prayers, just crying out to God, Lord, God, just give me time to get it right. Don't kill me, Lord. Just give me time to get it right. And I just kept writing and writing and writing and writing through the struggle. And that's what all this is. It's just me pouring my heart out to God. All this is me pouring my heart out to God. And I just kept, and it got to a point to where I in 2017, I put a pistol to my head and was like, God, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. The depression was too bad. And so I had to get clean. And when I got sober, the first thing that I realized, you know, there's a verse in the Bible that says, resist the devil and he will flee. And I used to quote that a lot. And I'm screaming to God, Lord, I'm resisting the devil, but he's not fleeing. But there's that first little part of that verse that says, therefore submit to God. Resist the devil. See, I missed that part the whole time. For 10 years, I never saw it. And since 2017, this born again that's inside me is just like, man, I'm relentless. No, I don't care. I've lost a lot of family and friends, and I just don't care. I've had to come up with a thick skin when it comes to my family and everything else, and just it's on God now. If they get saved, they get saved. I've done what I can. But, you know, in 2017, there's a – what's the name of the newspaper up there, Daily Commercial?
Where at? Where?
In Leesburg, right?
Daily Commercial. I don't know.
But so they did a newspaper article on me. And I'm going to just show you the headline. Can you see that headline, what it says? Or is it backwards?
It's backwards. Read it up
to us. It says, Houston man looks to God to overcome drug addiction. Right? So, and then they put me on the, and it says, I came from the darkest of days. I'm not bragging that I'm in the newspaper. I'm trying to emphasize. Yeah. I came from the darkest of days. And see, people, when I tell people that, everybody's like, oh, yeah, I come from darkness. And I'm like, no, bro, you don't understand, you know? What real darkness is. And
now, let me ask you something, Impact. Do you think, I know you personally, I love you. You're one of my good friends, and your walk with Jesus is so strong, man. You are such a powerful man of God. Do you think because you were so strong about the other side, the dark side, do you think that's why now you are so strong of a believer, is because you were so strong on the dark side? Do you know what I mean?
100%. I was talking to my boss's son about this the other day. For me, the word hate doesn't even describe what I feel for the devil. Like belligerence, that might be a little bit, but there's not even a word to describe like the emotion that I have towards Satan. And I feel so sorry for all these people that are just falling victim to the chaos, to the lies. He comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. And it spreads so fast, we don't realize it's happening. And I just, you know, one of the first things I wrote was called Dropkick the Devil. And and God gave it to me.
I love it.
For that. He's the one that made the name. It was just five different songs that I had. And I heard the Lord say, I want you to take a verse from every song and I want you to make one spoken word out of it. And I was like, okay. And then he said, I want you to call it Dropkick the Devil. And it fit perfect. But that's my, if I could literally stand in the gates of hell and tell people to turn around, I would love to do that. Man. But it's already too late, because if they're down there, there's no turning around. But yeah. I don't care about me, man. I'm at a point in my life where, like Paul said, to live for Christ and die is gain. I don't care about myself. You can read all of this and any of this, the good or the bad. You'll see, I don't value my life. Then it was because the evil and the darkness was too much, and I just didn't value it because I didn't feel worthy. But now Christ is worthy, and I'm not worthy.
So in all essence, you did dropkick the devil.
100%.
Come on, boy.
Yeah.
I try to do it every day.
You already did it, bro. You
know what I mean? Mouth.
Yeah.
I try to do it every day, you know? And
amen.
The beginning, let me Can I run through the spoken word where I wasn't
Absolutely.
Even going to do it?
I was going to ask you to do it anyways.
And I might not even, it's going to be hard to remember. I'll try to remember the whole thing, man. It's long. I was 35 and barely alive. Darkest years of my life, man, with constant thoughts of suicide. Had no place else to hide, and I needed to confide in someone or something. And that's when my phone rang. It was my good friend, man. He could tell I was banged up. You see, he started talking about God, and I wanted to hang up. But everything he said is what I needed to hear. You mean God can make all this pain disappear? And all these thoughts will be gone from my head, so that every time I open my eyes, I see red. Where do I sign up, man? This sounds too good to be true. So where do I line up, Lord? I'm calling on you. You see, God Almighty is the ultimate judge. And whatever he says goes, we can't hold no grudge. And if he says stay, then we better not budge. But when he says go, the time is now to rush. The gates of hell, and we excel and pull out the flesh from hell. It's the fresh living water standing next to Jacob's well. God's promise in the sky. You see the rainbow so bright? It brings tears in my eyes, man. The saints are ready to fight. You see, I got the armor of God. I got the buckle of truth. I got the gospel of peace is going through my shoes. Man, don't forget your sword, because that's the spirit of God. So couldn't hear it? Start cheering, man. Scream his name out loud with the righteousness that comes from the breastplate. The helmet of salvation, because it's never too late. Throw up your shield to block the arrows, because it's made out of faith. And one last thing, God's got your back. Declare your spirit to sing, and now it's time to attack. You see, I've had the same pair of jeans for about 20 years, and all the belt loops are broke, man, but I don't really care. You see, it's all materialistic, and God is my flair. You see, he's got what I need because he hears all my prayers. And with him, I can do everything that's right as long as I stay on this post tied up nice and tight and fight the good fight and preach his name among sinners and turn us all into winners and don't conform to the patterns of this place. Instead, let's keep the focus on his glorious face. Win the big race and love everybody. Man, all of us in the heaven, y'all, that's one big party. Because I know what it means to truly be saved. And I'm going to bring this gospel right down to the grave. And I'm going to free everybody so I'm no longer a slave. So get into his son and get out of that cave. Remember what I say, man. Pray to the Holy Ghost. You see, he won't betray you because he loves you the most. It's separation and anxiety when I'm away from my sword. You see, the devil tried to lie, but I had to call on the Lord. See, he is my rock, and on my rock I stand firm. And with him I can't stop his love, Lord, I burn. It's deep in my soul, I let him take control. He's fueled for my fire. His love is my desire, and he can get me higher than any drug can. If I stand, understand, and understand, he's not a man. So seek and save the loss, and no matter what the cost, and work for nobody, man, and let God be your boss. But it ain't no 9-to-5, it's like a 24-7. You got to keep your soul alive and keep winning people to heaven. So check this out. So this is the last verse. You guys still with me?
Yeah.
So check this out. This is the last verse. And I was reading, the first time I ever read the Bible, as I was reading about the thief on the cross, I started thinking about the thief. I've stolen many things in my life. So I automatically gravitated towards the thief, right? And I started thinking about what made him say what he said. He had to have had revelation. He had to have heard about the stories of Jesus. There was something going on because the murderer said, if you're who you say you are, get us down. Get yourself down off the cross and get us up. The murderer didn't care. But the thief said to the murderer, this dude's innocent. We deserve to die. But he didn't do anything. And he looked and said, Jesus, remember me when you enter your kingdom. You see, he said, Jesus, remember me when you enter your kingdom. He didn't say the king, he said your kingdom. Meaning he's the king of the king. It's your kingdom. He recognized him as king of his kingdom.
Amen, bro.
Right? And then another translation that said, Lord, what must I do to be saved? And Jesus said, you're going to be with me in paradise. He said, Lord, he already recognized him as Lord.
Yep.
He knew. He heard the story. Something happened, right? So I don't know what happened. The Bible doesn't say, but this is my interpretation of what happened to the thief, right? As I was reading the book, only a moment it took, I placed myself as the crook and we're being tortured along with my father. Now, I do care about you and all this pain we're going through. I love that I know you, Lord. I wish they did, too. But you made the clouds leave with the blink of an eye. The storm was no more. Now it's a clear blue sky. But with all this, they still don't believe in you, Lord. They got spikes through your veins. They put you on this dirty board. I wish I could go back and take the pay from you today. But today is right on track, and today you got to pay. But now I know why God gave up you for me. So I can be born free, love you, and you love me. It's not agape love. It's the one that's above. It's the best in the world that puts me free as a dove. I want to thank you, Lord, for not letting me burn. I'm proud to be on this cross, and I can't wait for my turn.
Come on, man. Come on, look, look, somebody.
Good deaf poetry. I ain't heard deaf poetry in a long time.
Come on, man.
Good job.
Absolutely. Man, you know what, dude? What the story of overcoming is, it's just, it's so powerful, man. And it makes you such a stronger warrior for Jesus, dude. You know, because when people hear who you was and what you've been through, that's my mama right there. My mama says, Impact Wells, thank you for your inspiring story. You're so amazing. I am so glad you are a guest on this podcast. That comes from my mama.
Amen, mama.
But man, you, dude, the darkness that you, and I knew about this, you know, I mean, the darkness that you used to be in, man, and for you able to pull out of that and you be such a strong warrior for God. And it's, man, it's inspirational, man. And if there's anybody that's watching this or that's going to listen to this, if you think that you're too far gone after hearing the story of Impact, then you need to reevaluate.
But here's the kicker too. Don't think that for one second I was looking for God, because I wasn't.
Amen.
Even when I went to church, when I went to that church, to that service, it was a movie theater. I sat at the last seat by the door, the last row, all the way at the top, at the last seat, so I could just sneak out and not with anybody else. And that was I walked in with that thought, and I stayed to the end, because I started hearing about some dude who took a beating and the blood. And one thing I can identify with is blood and violence. And it all kind of hit, man. And I was like, you know something, this, and like, you know, God said, just try me. And you know, if we don't like God, the devil will always take us back, right? We can always go back.
Yeah.
So we have nothing to lose. You know what I'm saying? And people think you got to get your stuff together and you got to be whole and you got to do all this. Nah, man. Look, again, two hells is one too many. Avoid life and its predators. Eat on those who eat off you. Feed off the wine and the flesh of the innocent. Let us lead you into the power of the fallen angel. Hey, that's dark, man.
Yeah. You know, I think it's even more powerful that you said you wasn't looking for him. I think that's even more powerful.
Listen,
you know, he came looking. He came looking for you. He was never gone.
Yeah,
he knew who you were, man.
Right after I got saved, I kept telling people, "I found God. I found God. I found God. I found God." And it was about a year later. It took about a year, and I heard him say, "Hey, dummy, I found you. You weren't even looking for me." You weren't looking for me. I found you.
Amen.
I pulled you up.
Amen.
You didn't even have a hand out.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? And that's God, man. When we don't think, you know, that old cliche, when we're down to nothing, God's up to something, bro, that's as real as it gets.
It sure does. Amen.
My wife and I since the last 2 years.
I was joking with a buddy of mine. Sorry.
No,
I had a buddy of mine ask me, "Hey, you found Jesus? Have you found Jesus?" I was like, "I didn't know he was missing." You know,
like when you know Lieutenant Dan, when Forrest, like, "Did you find?" He's like, "I didn't know I was supposed to be looking for him." You know, and the whole time, you know, with my old band, I named the band Jesus Chrysler so I can make fun of Christians. You know what I'm saying? And so it was just like I hated God. I hated him, man. And the Bible says they hated me without cause. And that's the truth of it all. Man. When I read that, I was like, wow. Well, he knew that was coming. Because, you know, and for those folks that say, you know, this is my first Bible. They ain't got no pages. They don't have covers on it anymore. But for those that say, this book was written by man, right? Everybody, the book, man wrote the book. Man did write the book. But the Spirit of God wrote the book. Right. And the same spirit that had me going from fight the power and kill and drink the blood of the fallen angel. Hey, it's the same one that says the Lord will grip your spirit and your soul shall shine forever. It's the same spirit.
Come on.
That was in me, that's in this, that's now in me, that's here forever, because it's indwelling of the Holy Spirit, right? God's spirit is real. God is real. Jesus, he said, "Take my yoke. My burden is easy and light." If I didn't hook up to him, I'd be dead, man. These last 3 years have been rough on me and my wife. There's been a lot of health stuff. I went through a bad battle of depression, like real bad. Like last year, I was close to walking away. I was done. I was pretty much done, man.
I remember.
But God renewed, and the clouds lifted, and it's just like.
Okay. Now, do you think there was a reason for that? Do you think you went through that season last year? Do you think it was something you did? Do you think it was something God trying to teach you? Do you think it was something you needed?
I think it was all the above. You know, I mean, John 15 talks about Jesus is the vine, right? And we have to stay hooked up to the vine. Like any tree, the branch has to stay to the tree. The branch gets cut off, the branch is going to die if it's not attacked. We need to stay to the vine, you know, and God does the cutting on the vine. And it's not, it's not comfortable to get cut on, man. I don't like to get pruned, you know, but it's necessary.
Right.
And I was thinking about this tonight, actually, that what I went through last year, like literally, I almost checked out, like for real, between all of us, like it was close. But was all that from the enemy to stop me from doing this tonight?
Come on, man. Right?
Because that's my mentality. Because the enemy doesn't want this. I didn't want this. So I know the devil didn't want it.
That's right.
But God does. And this is why I did it. You know?
Sure does.
And there's, man, I could read, man, I'm really cutting it light on the darkness because I just don't like it. I had to walk away from this pile at least 3 or 4 different times crying.
Yeah.
Reading some of this stuff, man.
Well, and that darkness ain't you.
Yeah.
It's really exactly. Not you.
It's not.
Exactly. No. And I think you got your point across without having to read all of it. You read enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You read enough to get your point across. And I don't think it, man, I think it's beautiful what you just did. Yeah. I really do. I think it's brave. Because I can see it in your face. I can see it. I can hear it in your voice. This was hard on you, man. This was tough.
You know me, bro. You know me.
I do. This wasn't easy for you to pull back out. This was hard for you, man. But you did it because God wanted you to do it. And there's somebody that's going to listen to this. There's somebody listening to it tonight. There's somebody that's going to hear it on the rebroadcast. Somebody's going to listen to this and go, whoa. And it's going to save somebody, man, because you did this.
Yeah. I'm praying it does, man, because listen, darkness is real, man. The devil is real.
It really is.
It's not, this isn't some stage show. You know, if you look at Hollywood and everybody thinks it's a joke that Jack Black said a prayer to Satan before the award show last year.
No.
But that was a real prayer. Everybody laughed. But meanwhile, everybody just worships Satan without even knowing it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's the great, you know, that movie, Usual Suspects, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist. That's real, man.
That's real.
And there's a huge percent of Christians that don't even believe in the devil. And it's like, come on, guys.
That makes no sense.
You're going to shoot yourself in the foot and go off to war. It's like, that's pretty dumb.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. But, I mean, we have to know what we're engaged with, right?
Absolutely.
And that's what the easy part of me was. In the spirit realm, and now with me speaking in tongues, and I'm able to travel in the spirit. And I remember at my mom's house a long time ago, God showed my band played with Slayer and Hatebreed during their God Hates Us All tour, during Slayer's God Hates Us All tour. So when Slayer's playing God Hates Us All, the whole crowd, they break it down, the whole crowd just chants, God hates us all, God hates us all. And I was chanting and screaming, God hates us all. And after I got saved, when I was at my mom's house, God brought me back to that room and he showed me the crowd and I heard the chant and I heard everybody and he said, man, everybody in that room was going to hell because they just denied my love. Like, I don't hate anybody. And he gave me this whole thing. And then he like literally like brought me, he said, you want to see what you've been fighting against the whole time? And it was like, I wasn't called up to heaven or whatever, but I just had this vision and all I just saw was just rows and rows and infinity of just lights. And those were angels. And it was like, wow, man, like now wonder, you know? And we have to realize that, you know, two thirds angels, but we got one third of demons, man. And those demons have populated. No more new demons aren't created. So people get it twisted and they think, oh, Demon Drummer, but there's still the original one third is here, right? There's not going to be any more. But because we live in our flesh and because we're such a sinful people, the spirit of sin, the spirit of demonic activity is all over America, man. And until we can change and focus and turn back to God for real, in true repentance, it's you know, we're doomed.
Absolutely. Yeah, the influence in the world right now with social media, movies, music, and everything. Yep. Everything's toast, evil. Man. Everything's toast. Evil. I mean, you know, yep. I don't get it.
Like, music is a big part.
I wore this for tonight. It says resist. Resist Satan. Resist the evil.
Yeah, come on, man.
We have to get to a point to where we're able to resist. You know, for early Christians, it's hard. Some of these people, they come off drugs and they can't resist and they fall back and boop and it's game over, you know?
That's right.
And the Bible's clear on that too. You know, once you get the house clean, if you don't keep it clean, man, they're going to come back stronger and more mad. And that's the problem with Christianity is people don't pay attention to the demons, man, and they think they're not real. And they want to just live their life. Part-time Christianity don't exist. You can't defeat full-time demons.
Amen. Well, Brother Impact, man, I want to thank you, man, for coming on. And I know this was tough for you, dude. When you made the call to me, it'll always be the same answer, brother. It was absolutely.
Yes, sir. Let's do it. It'll
always be that, man. I think this was brave, man. And I want to say thank you for doing it, man, because I know deep in my heart that somebody heard that. Somebody felt that. And it's going to save lives, man. And I think it helped you too. I think what you just did.
I couldn't stop pacing, bro. I was just walking around. I'm like, how much time we got? How much time we got? And I'm just walking around. And just like, my wife's like, baby, calm down. And I'm just like,
I think it had to happen, man. And I want to thank you. Thank you for it, dude. And I love you, man. And we'll always be here for you. Josh, you got anything that you want to say to Mr. Impact before I get into my final thoughts?
Well, just thanks for coming back on the show, buddy. It's always good to see you. Praise Jesus. Sir. Praise Jesus, man.
Yes, sir. Love Amen. You guys, man.
That's what I got.
Amen, my brother. So, buddy, when I heard you were coming on the show, I always do a segment called My Final Thoughts, and I knew what your story was going to be about. So I wrote up my final thoughts on it. So this is my final thoughts. Tonight, we didn't just hear a story. We witnessed a transformation. We heard what it sounds like when darkness loses its grip, when a life that once felt lost becomes a testimony of redemption, grace, and purpose. Whenever you're someone with unshakable faith or someone who still has questions, what you can't deny is this. Change like that doesn't happen by accident. Hope like that doesn't come from nowhere. A heart that once felt empty doesn't suddenly learn how to love, forgive, and believe without someone or someone stepping in. His story is a reminder that no one is too far gone, no past is too heavy, no night is too dark for light to find its way in. Because God doesn't wait for perfection.
Come on.
He meets us in the mess, in the doubt, and the broken pieces we thought were beyond repair. And if you're listening tonight and you see even a piece of yourself in his story, maybe that's not a coincidence. Maybe that's an invitation. An invitation that believes your story isn't over, that healing is possible, that purpose can rise from pain. Proof of God isn't always found in the sky. Sometimes it's found in a changed life, a softened heart, a second chance that no one saw coming. So tonight, don't just leave with a good conversation. Leave with hope. Leave knowing that the same grace that found him can find you too.
Come on.
Thank you for being with us. We'll see you next time. And until then, keep the faith, keep the light on, and keep moving forward. Those are my final thoughts.
Amen, buddy.
Amen, buddy.
Well, brother, thank you so much for coming on, man. Like I said,
love you guys.
We love you, man. Yeah. And we're always here for you, dude. Whenever you make that phone call, we will always be here for you.
you guys don't forget to check us out next week. Make sure you go to the YouTube channel and type at Light It Up Live, all one word in the soundbar, and give us a subscribe, man, and give us a follow. And do me one more favor, you guys, and remember that your rope's longer than you think. God's rope, it has no end. And hold on tight.
Amen.
See ya.
So light it up, let his love shine. Stories of grace, hope we define. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live. Welcome home to Light It Up Live. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live.